Shalom everyone.
Shalom.
Welcome to New Life. As we always say it on this beautiful day. Where do I start? You know, when you come behind the rabbi has given the direction of the service. It's very difficult to put in or fill in anything, but it's already done.
Sorry about that.
But then, some things I still have a chance, and that's what I'm going to share today. I was invited this week by a Jewish friend, a couple of Jewish friends who are astrophysicists, and the University of Durham here had a conference on the new theory, which was how the moon formed. And it was interesting because it was a detailed study and astrophysicists from all over the world were contributing, and I was privileged to ask questions and send in my questions after the break so that questions became, and there were a lot of Jewish thought processes in that. And the interesting answer at the end of it was, science has been able to come up with amazing theories of simulation of nature, but not yet identified the actual or been able to prove it. And this is the exact concluding statement. Many people who would be watching or probably would be thinking, oh, Charles Darwin, yes, Charles Darwin theory of evolution. My God, you cannot prove my God. You are too beyond that comprehension to prove who God is. And that is why today we stand here to celebrate this newness of life, because as the people who are called, there's an ongoing journey with God. It's not done with that, the portions of the Torah, and then, oh, you know, now you're all perfect. It's an ongoing journey, it's an everyday journey. It's a reminder of that beautiful fact that nobody, and it, our entire lifetime is not enough to understand God. Let's go back to that last verse in, and when after this conference I was reading again, and the last verse in the concluding part of the Torah, very clearly it says, and no one, even till this day, has been able to find, and no one knows his burial place to this day. Surprisingly, this was written way, way, way back, and let's say even 5,000 years, and no one, no science, no technology has been able to find where Moses is. All these things remind us of something, that our faith is the supernatural. And throughout time, we've heard the rabbi talking, is walking on that water. Today, God is calling us right now. And says, I am giving you one more blessing. The blessing of that supernatural faith. To walk on the water. Not because you know me, but because you do not know me and you cannot know who I am. There is no completion in knowing God. But the opportunity to know him more. To grow deeper. This is the Jewish way of living. And that is exactly what, you know, when you look at the New Testament, we see what exactly happens there. A reminder, a call to renew, a come to me, I am the living well. The living water, what happens in that living water? When living water comes forth, you cannot go against that force. You will go and go and go and go deeper and deeper, and this is our call of faith. In this beautiful day, when we begin this Torah cycle, we are called only for one thing, to deepen our faith, to get stronger in our faith. Because we know the true living God. We know that He exists. We know that He is true. We know that everything around us has proved theories, but they have not been able to prove anything against the living God. And that's exactly the concluding statement. We can't define yet, is the word. I like the word yet when he said it in that astrophysicist journal. Yet, I'm like, yes. Yet is eternity. You will never, man will never. I think it's time for man to stop trying to define God and understand God and understand how this world was created and start thinking, how am I created? What does God want of me? Because let's go back to the first book of Genesis as it was written today. I mean, of course, it goes to chapter up to chapter 6, but it's amazing. You said God created man in his own image and likeness. And that word again, after this astrophysicist journal lecture, I said, wow, how easy it is for man to stop assessing, evaluating, and analyzing everything beyond himself. But reflect on this clue here: God created man in his own image and likeness. And this goes back again to one more fact. The journey of this Torah cycle also reminds us that we have to still discover ourselves. If God is infinite, knowing ourselves, we cannot be judgmental about ourselves or about others. We cannot. There is so much within us from the time we were born to this day that we discover every day. Oh, I have this skill. Oh, I have that talent. Oh, this is not right. Oh, that is not right. Isn't that a beautiful journey? A reminder. A reminder to us, just as our God is not comprehensible by man, so are we, because we were created in his own image and likeness. And that is why we need to work upon ourselves. And that is exactly what, you know, it is mentioned. When Yeshua walked, he spoke about revisiting ourselves. Seek deep within yourself. And every verse talks about the soul crying out to God. David spoke that. The soul, my soul yearns for you, O Lord my God. Because there is a longing, there is a wanting, there is a craving for this God that we can't understand. And that is our journey. And in that journey we find blessing. In that journey we find peace. Shalom. And in that journey we find eternal rest. Sadly, after this, I was trying to see the number of astrophysicists who have tried to prove creation. Do you want to know the numbers? Take a wild guess. I'm going to give you the numbers of only the top 20 colleges of the world who have astrophysics department, and from them, the number of scientists who tried to prove. You want to take a wild guess? And this is only from the year 1000, okay? From 1060 till 2022. 3,800 eminent scientists have written journals, articles, thoughts, theories, and I am telling them, I mean, I can't tell them that. I was like, wow, if only you could read and let the Spirit speak to you. Every cell of your body will respond, because the Word of God tells me that every soul, praise the Lord, that every cell that has life, bless His holy name. Many times we are stuck with this trouble and this turmoil of life, like us. One after another, you get banged and banged and banged. It's like, you know, it's like this drum. I was sitting there and I feel like that skin of that drum sometimes. Because, you know, it's like, it's over and then you know it's coming. And then you know it's coming. And that's life. But as we see it through the scripture today, there is new life. There is hope. For every one of us, there is hope. For every one of us who believes, there is hope. And that is our message for today's beautiful reading. Beautiful beginning of this Torah cycle. May this year be filled with seeking God in spirit. And say, God, I'm ready. Just as the psalmist says, my soul yearns for you, O Lord, my God. That should be our cry in the next 1 year. To know God deeper and know ourselves deeper. Because the minute we seek Him, it's like a mirror. He reflects. The minute we seek ourselves, it reflects God. And that's the beauty of being who we are. Today we are all here and thousands of people are called out there. Thank God I don't have a bank balance. But I will be busy trying to keep that minimum average balance. And that's exactly the call. I want to talk about how it has been for us. You know, may God bless the amazing man who was inspiration to me a few years ago. He said, start reading the scriptures. Because I had, you know, I don't know if you've seen my book, a couple of times I bring my book here. I have a lot of questions right now. And I will ask the question to many people, and if they can't answer, I'll say, 1 point for me, 0 point for them. You know? And I put another circle around that point. Another circle around the point. Which means that my question is strong. My question is strong. My question is strong. And nobody has an answer for my questions. That's how the, you know, probably the scientists were. I was trying to be that. And that's when I read this. He said, read it from the beginning. K.O. Thomas was a man who transformed my life, and he helped me read. And when he said, when I read through this beautiful first part of the scriptures, God made land and sea and the sky and everything. How many of us were able to finish our sukkahs at home within 20 minutes? How many of us were able to plan how it should be in 5 minutes? And that was a reminder to me at that time. I tend to read this, oh God, this has happened, the first day this happened, the second day this happened, third day, and I go on and go on and go on, but I fail to reflect that God's mighty plan had been so perfect that the earth stays and man fails. The order that He had brought into this uncertainty and void is like, wow. And that's exactly when He says, you don't know, you know, I have given you food. He created everything perfectly, and then He says, now I'm going to create you in my own image and likeness, and puts us there. And that is why Yeshua reminds us, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the living God. And again, we go back and we see beautiful verses there. It says, if the sparrows have their holes, I mean, foxes have their holes and the sparrows have nests, how much more? A reminder, a call again to us today. If this God who had this mighty plan that the world still exists today, and we still have not been able to define the billions of years that it took to, that with this earth still exists, how much more has He planned our life? Because you know why? He created us in His own image and likeness. Do you mean to say that God will destroy His own image and likeness? No! He will not. God doesn't go on a self-destruct mode. He will not. And for us who seek Him, we go on to the construct mode, because He begins to build us up. He begins to churn. He says, even though you walk through that valley of that shadow of death and that fire, I am going to make you perfect. Because you know why? I am a God who created that fire. I am a God who created that water. And I made all that for you. Every problem in our life, every situation in our life is meant to be there. It is meant to be there. We cannot go away from it. And we should not go away from it. Because again, we are reminded in the book, in the Torah, when our people went through the desert, He says, you go through all this because I want to know what's in your heart. This is our Torah, people. This is our God. This is our life. And all that I want to share today is the journey is difficult. It is tiring. It's frustrating to be that skin of that drum. I don't know, Terry, probably Terry will say how hard or soft it is, but that life really is hard. It gives you that knock every time. Every time you try to make it all right, it's again and again and again, and then your mind is wandering. And that's why I remind myself today, be still and know that I am your God. It's a very assuring verse today as we start this new Torah cycle. Be still and know that I am your God. Why? He created us. Why? Everything around us is planned. Why? He knows how we have to get through it. Why? Because we will get through it. We will. And that is exactly why the Prophet says, and the nations will know that I am your God for what I have done in your life, and you will be my people. This is our promise. And as we stand today, let us ask God, God, give me the strength to trust in your word. Give me your spirit to speak to my heart every day. Help me be strong in you. Help me believe and know that the end is victorious. For you are the maker of everything. And I trust in you and you alone. This is our prayer. This is our song. I remember there was a very famous Christian song which my father liked. I'm not going to sing it without the permission of our music director and the rabbi, but the assurances of God are so amazing. If only we reflect on the assurances of God, walking our journey of life will become easy. And let us meditate on the assurances of God in this new Torah cycle, so that next year we will be even more stronger and the world will know that He is our God for all that He's going to do for us. He is going to do for us. Anybody here says, oh, you know, I've had enough, which means I have a Lord, I have everything, I don't want much from God anymore. Raise your hands, please. Oh, wow. I'm glad that I have company, because I've been waiting for God, I need you. So, this year is going to be a year of blessing. This year, this Torah cycle will be the changing points in our lives. Because you know why? The harvest is out there. I have seen and heard over the last 2 weeks amazing stories of how the world is getting ready. The Spirit of God is going to come down right now for all of us. Because He is preparing God's people. And that is why we see everything, the balance, being tipped off. And this is our time of rejoicing, our time of victory. And let us claim it today, that the year ahead is a year of blessing. For God is victorious. His right hand is valiant and exalted, for He is our God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.